Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
I think there was a nip in the air this morning, and that's what we're talking about next, because winter temperatures will be coming sooner or later. For many of us, that means curling up on the sofa to enjoy the latest blockbuster on our streaming service. And news this morning that Netflix is launching a cheaper ad-supported subscription tier in November. So as we're squeezed with cost of living increases, would you be tempted with this new, more affordable package? Well, to tell us more, I'm joined now by Ciara O'Brien, technology journalist with the Irish Times. Ciara, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So we thought this was happening next year in 2023. Netflix, though, have pulled it back, have they, to November?
Well, that's the rumour. I mean, they haven't confirmed anything yet. And look, we've known for a while that they were going to introduce advertising or some sort of ad-supported tier, because they were going back as early as April, May, June. They were talking about this because Netflix is losing subscribers. And, you know, there's a few reasons for that. First of all, the most important one is there's a lot more competition around now than there used to be. So to attract more people, what they're doing is they're throwing out this carrot of, we'll give you a cheaper subscription, but you've got to sit through a few ads to get it. And the reason, it looks like the reason why they're going to do this a little bit earlier than planned is because Disney Plus is launching Disney Plus Basic, at least in the US, in December. So they will beat Disney to the punch on this one.
Yeah, you see, the problem is that during COVID, we watched Netflix. You know, we watched all of it.
And yes, really,
it's very hard for them to keep pumping out the stuff that we're interested in.
It is. And I think, I don't know about anybody else, but I've noticed there's a lot less stuff on Netflix that I'm willing to sit through these days. Part of that's because, like, they've taken some of the content has been taken off because, you know, you have services like Paramount Plus has launched over here now. You have Disney, obviously their content wouldn't be on Netflix because they launched in March 2020 in Ireland, which, to be honest, was probably the best time they ever could have launched because everybody was at home. And, you know, Disney Plus probably saved my sanity in the first few weeks of lockdown. And, you know, this is what you're looking at now. So they've got a lot more competition, and Netflix is pumping out content. I mean, there's stuff on there that I didn't realise had actually been launched, and probably for very good reason, because it's not very good. And trying to find some stuff now that is on there that is actually decent and that you want to watch and that you haven't seen before. You know, like, they still have their big series, you know, they still have Stranger Things, they still have things like that. That's great. But when you have the likes of Apple TV putting out stuff like Severance and The Morning Show and, you know, stuff that people are kind of willing to pay for to watch, you know, Netflix has to raise the bar, and, you know, that costs money. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you're not bringing in new subscribers, you know, you have to find a way to do it. And if that means an ad-supported tier, so be it. You know, it will appeal to some people. I will probably stick with my ad-free tier because ads drive me demented. But, you know, that's my choice.
Well, I suppose it depends on what the price difference is going to be. That's how people will make their choice, right?
Yeah. And as I said, this is all rumours and there's no confirmation on this. But the rumour is that it will be kind of roughly around half the price of what is in the US at the moment. So they're looking at maybe $7 for an ad-supported tier. And, you know, that's great. But personally, I prefer to pay more just to get rid of the ads.
Well, that's significant. I mean, 50% less is a huge chunk.
Exactly. And look, and it will also get those people who maybe have been kind of password sharing, because that's another thing that Netflix wants to crack down on. And up until fairly recently, password sharing was something they either kind of welcomed at the start because it got more people interested in the service, and then kind of largely ignored because, you know, there wasn't really an effective way of dealing with it. And now they're kind of seeing, well, they reckon about 100 million people are sharing passwords. So if they can get, I suppose, even a fraction of that, that's extra subscribers, and it would probably offset the 2 million that they expect to lose. But the problem there is, obviously, you know, there's a lot of people who will quite happily share somebody's password but will never put their hands in their pocket to pay for a Netflix subscription, no matter what the cost is. So, you know, they're on hiding to nothing with some people. But I suppose even if they get a small fraction of those people to pay up, or in what they've done, they did a test there a little while ago where they basically put an extra charge onto people's accounts, and then they could share their password with a set number of people. Well, you know, that I suppose will be a way of generating more revenue, because it is all about, you know, making money, and it is all about kind of keeping that machine going so they can keep pumping out content. The amount of competition that's there now, I mean, they just can't really afford to kind of sit on their heels and just let things happen.
I wonder how it's going to work. Would you be halfway through a movie and suddenly you have a break for the ads, or...?
The idea, what I've seen suggested is that what they will do with movies is it will be pre-roll. So before you sit down to watch a film, you'll have to sit through a certain amount of ads. You won't be able to skip the ads. You also, say for TV shows, maybe you might get interrupted if for an hour of programming, you'll get 4 minutes of ads. So that'll probably spread out over a few kind of breaks. So you might get one before and then three spread out. You won't be able to download and watch offline if the rumors are true. Anyway, this is it. You won't be able to download and watch programs offline if you're on this ad supported tier. I think if they're going to interrupt movies with ads, that that's going to be something that will turn people completely off the service. So I don't think that's a good idea to do. They also are going to limit what ads can be run. So they won't take ads for like adult themed stuff, or they won't put ads on kids programming, and they won't take ads, I think, on cryptocurrency and gambling.
Okay. Okay. And how do the advertisers feel about this? Do we have a sense of whether it's appealing or not?
Generally, they seem to be quite excited about this, because obviously this is a new market for them. You know, Netflix has millions and millions of subscribers, even though they've lost a few. They still have hundreds of millions of subscribers there that people will want to kind of to get to. I think that there's talk as well of limiting the level of targeting that you can do. So, you know, when you have your ads on your phone, you know, you're targeted by your geographic location, your age and all that. I don't think that they're going to be handing over that level of data to advertisers. So you might get more generic ads, which might be a punishment going by some of the ads I've been served on social media platforms recently. But, you know, I mean, I think from it'd be more like the traditional kind of TV style ads than the social media, very targeted, very individual, quite creepy ads.
Okay. Kira, coming to a Netflix subscription soon. Thank you very much. Kira O'Brien there, technology journalist with the Irish Times. Dr. David Coleman will be in the studio with me next. And David has advice today for dealing with students who might be disappointed with their exam results. But if you have any parenting questions for David, do get in touch, 51551, or email us on the programme. We're also on Twitter at Today with Claire. That's after this break.
Today with Claire Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.